What's up? It's Christine Horn, and you are listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast. Today, we're taking it back to a classic episode of my show, Actors Daily Bread. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast, the number one place to be if you're an actor who wants to book starring roles in film and television. And now your host, the booking magnet, Christine Horn.
The real, we'll edit this later. So here's the thing. If you've ever given up, felt like giving up, if you're in a state right now where you don't even realize that you've given up, but you have lost that spark, you're feeling bitter, maybe a little jealousy, a little lack of motivation. And this is beyond strike stuff. This is just an internal thing. So I have five tips, words of wisdom. So here we go. Number one, if this is you, if you feel like this is where you've been, because look, the reality is you may be there again. You might be there tomorrow, next week. I have many days I'd be like, ah, child, I'm tired. So number one, my first tip for you today is to get still. Get still and listen to yourself, okay? And here's the hard part about that, because I know we're going, we're hoping auditions come in. Excuse me, we're doing the things, you're probably working your job, your day job, your night job, you're dealing with your family, your kids, your responsibilities. But I wanna invite you to get still in specific regard to your acting career. And here's what I want you to really ask yourself. I need you to get real with yourself. I want you to get real with yourself about your current state of mind in regards to your career. You with me? Really sit with yourself and be like, what am I really feeling about my acting career right now? Am I inspired? Am I over it.com? Am I feeling burnt out? The sister who reached out to me, she said she started to feel heartbroken by the industry and by herself. Put a one in the chat if you've ever felt like this industry is just not loving you back the way you love it. Put a one in the chat right now in the comments. If you've ever felt like, gosh, I give and I'm loving. Y'all know I love to connect stuff to relationships. And it's like just showing up and dressing up and doing other things for this thing. And like, man. Like, golly, don't you feel my love for you? Where's my love back, y'all? On Instagram, there's like one. I see the ones coming through. Listen, I've been there. I'm a very positive person, but I'm also going to be real with you. There's certain many days. I'm like, God, because A plus B should equal C, right? For a lot of careers, you go to school, you get your degree, you get you a good job. School, degree, good job, good money. Boom, done. Right. Mike Payne says, what more do you want from me? Right. Imagine taking somebody out on date after date after date after date after date after date after date. Like, geez, what am I going to hit? What am I going to hit? So I get it. So this is for real. When I was thinking of, I sat with this after I listened to the sister's message, and it really touched my spirit, because also, as being a coach and being a public figure, someone who shows up online to pour into people, to teach people, to help people, you know, it's really challenging sometimes. Y'all may not know it, for those of you who like are supportive of me, but for sometimes it's a challenge. You know, people think everything you're doing or selling is a scam, or they want to be in contradiction to everything you say. Like, you express your opinion and people want to tell you why you're wrong. And it's just, the internet is so loud with negative energy sometimes. And so when someone hears a message, internalizes it, and goes deep, it really moves me to my core, and I'm grateful. So get still. That's tip number one. And get real with yourself. And so maybe you'll do this today, y'all. Ask yourself, how am I really feeling about the current state of my mindset in regards to this industry? And you don't have to answer that here, but it's worth thinking about. Put a pin in that for today. Number two. Again, we're talking about, if you're just joining us, we're talking about when you feel like you've internally given up or subconsciously given up or become bitter or jaded or tired and exhausted. Number two is remember your why. And I know that sounds so cheesy, but truly remember why you freaking started. Because each and every one of us here, no one is forcing us to do this. Touch and agree? We agree? There's nobody being like, Christine, you gotta be an actor. I know you said you was gonna be an actor 25, 35 years ago. And this still make, no, anybody make, there's nobody twisting my arms. Not a single, nobody's forcing me to do this. This is God given. This is a gift. This is a burning in my belly. Even when I want to shut it off, I can't. I love my note takers up in here. Thank you, Anita. So truly remember your why. Why am I doing this? And look, am I doing this for fame? Am I doing this to prove something to my mom? Am I doing something to, doing this to prove something to my family? Do I just love it so much? It's like breathing to me. Like, get clear on what is the why. Truly, what, just why are you currently an actor? For me, God, I don't know what else to do. I've wanted to be an actor all my life. Ever since I was a little kid, I would be like, I want to be a singer, actor, dancer. That's all I ever said. Now, I was good at other things, like many of you, I'm sure, are. We all have lots of skills. But, like, even when I was working a 9-to-5 and a 5-to-10, I've always been an actor. Like, I just, even in my 9-to-5, girl, every coworker was a character, honey. I'd be like, look the way she walked. I'd be just logging information. I just study people. I can't even help it, you know? So really ask yourself that. Okay. Oh, it's so beautiful to see some of these names popping up on the screen. I know those of you going to watch this replay or listen to the replay, you're not going to see it, but I see so many beautiful, familiar names here. Mike Payton Live says, sounds crazy, but that what we love, we claim it. No, it doesn't sound crazy. We do got to claim it. Okay. So tip number three, find the fun again. Find the fun again. What does that mean? Especially because I know most of the people I coach are grown ass people. Y'all are adults, got responsibilities, got real bills, real responsibilities. And this can be a lot when you are balancing it all, right? You're balancing it all. And then you compound that with feelings of not feeling like this industry is loving you back, right? Feeling like you're pouring in and not getting something out. So find the fun again. So Christine, how do I find the fun again? I don't know. What felt fun to you in the beginning? Was it the audition? Because some of y'all maybe don't even have auditions, right? Some of you probably don't have auditions. So what, create. Listen, I be in the kitchen cooking and dancing and talking to myself and making little skits. Some stuff y'all will never see the light of day, by the way. Just me and my phone. We got files on it. Just stuff, but I'd have fun. I go play, I go read, I watch movies, I watch TV. Like, I let myself feel the joy in it. And this is very private to you. Whatever makes this industry fun, I need you to lean in to more of what feels good. Because when something feels good, you want to do more of that. You want to keep chasing that feeling of feeling good. The better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. The better you feel, the better you feel, the better you feel. And so remember, I know this is show business. I'm clear on that. And so I know there's lots of business things we got to do, the admin, the marketing, all the stuff. I know it's a lot. I know it's a lot. I'm not gonna pretend it's not. That's why you get to define what the fun is. That's it. And I can't even tell you what that is. I would love for somebody to put in the chat right now, somebody who's watching, what's something that's fun about acting to you? Like, what's fun? Like, no, like that you're not necessarily getting paid to do. Like, what part of the process is the most fun to you? I know for me, I just love, one of my favorite parts is creating the character. I love to figure out how my character walks and talks and how my character sounds and what her hair is going to be like and what kind of clothes I put on. Like, I walk around this whole house being this character before I ever hit record on a self tape. Like, that's the funnest thing. God bless anyone who's ever dated me, because it's a journey. Kenesha Thompson says reading scripts with friends. I love it. Come on, let me get a few more ideas. What's fun? What makes this fun? Taylor says being able to be free. Kiera Wade says getting to understand the way someone else thinks and try on someone new. Yes, yes, yes. And Facebook, I'm still here with you, okay? Tiffany Pfizer says, what's fun is me being on set and going into character. Facial expressions, changing the clothes. Yes. So hold on to these things. Official Mikey says, to me, it's captivation. I love to have you glued to your seat, right? So maybe if you're not in a moment right now where you are actually performing on set actively, maybe you find the fun by watching other performances that have you glued in. You know, those performances where you can't even sit back in your chair because the performance is so good. Like finding what that is, okay? Tip number four, and again, we're talking about those moments where you want to give up, I know there's somebody here right now watching me or listening to this that has also already given up quietly. You haven't admitted it, but your actions are in alignment with giving up energy. But that's a whole, I'm gonna get into that in a little bit. Because I think the trick is just because you don't say it out your mouth, you think it's not true. You think it hasn't happened. But when you've given up spiritually, your actions are now in alignment with that. The way you show up, the way you have a lack of excitement when an audition does come in, the way you put on a front with people when they ask you, how's it going? How's that acting thing? And you're like, oh, it's great. So busy. Wow, I'm just so booked. Right? I'm making light of it, but I can make light because I've been through all these emotions, child, all of them. Okay. It's okay to say that you're tired. It's okay to say that you're frustrated. It is. Because if we suppress the feeling, then we don't get to deal with it, process through it, through therapy or counseling or just talking it out, journaling it. So that's why I'm really being very open and transparent, as always. If you're new to me, welcome. I don't beat around the bush. We just get to the real deal. It's not always about self-tapes and lighting. It is about the light within you. Ooh, come on, God. Speak. Come on. It is about the light in you. Come on, that's the quote for today, Kenesha. Oh, thank you, God. Tip number four. Is to define success for you. Define success for you. And again, I'm not here with the cliche version of this. How will you know you've made it? When was the last time you asked yourself that? Because I know the top of one mountain is the bottom of another. Y'all get that? The top of one mountain. So right now, right here on June 5th, 2023, the top of you are seeing the top of a mountain. You're like, ooh, when I get there. And then guess what? You are going to get there.
Hold up. I just got to interrupt this episode real quick to let you know about our new sponsor, We Audition. Have you ever been in a situation where you need a reader last minute? Maybe no one's available at home, or the people at your house are just really bad readers. I mean, let's be real. Listen, I love We Audition. I was using it anyway, and I'm so happy they reached out to us here at Hollywood Bound Actors, because now you can get a special 25% off using our exclusive code, HBA25. I'll say it again, HBA25. Use it now to get 25% off your subscription. Listen, We Audition is a revolutionary new website, and it helps you find a scene partner on demand. You can do video chats, you can do rehearsals and self-tapes. You can also meet casting directors and agents. So it's worth it. You'll find me on there. I'm there. I love it. So check it out today and let them know that we sent you by using our code HBA25. Now let's get back to the episode.
And gosh darn it, that's going to be the bottom of another mountain. And then you're going to have to set that thing. Oh, when I get there, got there. Ooh, shoot. Now I'm at the bottom of another mountain. Listen, this is real. The goals that I had 15, 20 years ago, I have surpassed them. I'm grateful to say that. But I am still at the bottom of another mountain. And do you see how this is? It's a cycle. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. So if you don't get clear and celebrate that shit, I need you to celebrate every step. Because what happens is you're so in it and you get to the top of a mountain, but the problem is you're at the bottom of another mountain. So it feels like you're never winning because you keep feeling like, golly, I'm at the bottom again. I'm at the bottom again. And that is not true. Who you are today is not who you were 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And your dreams are supposed to grow. They are supposed to be grander and bigger. But we must find ways to celebrate this. In my Book More TV community, Book More TV, again, is my signature course. It's freaking game changer. It's amazing. There are a lot of you here in the thread right now who are part of that course, have been a part of that course for years. We talk about this every month. We do a Q&A. We had a live Q&A on Saturday. Every month we start the call out with what is a win, and I don't give a darn how small someone may perceive that win to be, but you must celebrate wins because you can't build upon success you don't acknowledge, because the bar is going to keep moving. I promise you, you're never going to be satisfied. So how do we continue to elevate ourselves, challenge ourselves, keep setting goals, achieve those goals, and celebrate along the way? Only you can define what that success is. That's why I'm into like rituals to celebrate myself. I light candles all the time and I tell myself good job. After an audition, I'd be like, you killed that. Got to. And look, this, whew, make sure you watch this replay because I'm on fire right now, like internally. I don't think enough people talk about this, and this is how you end up feeling like you're not doing enough. It feels like you're not doing enough. Then you start looking around people doing who you perceive are doing better than you or doing more than you. And you keep setting the bar higher, higher. You started doing commercials and you see your friends doing voiceovers and TV, like, well, I want to do, and I don't have time to do it. I can't do it. And then it feels like you're a failure, and that's not true either. We must define what the success is for us. And maybe you take it in, what's success to me this year? I'm reading a book. I'm always reading somebody's book, but the book I'm reading right now is called 12 Week Year. And it really is about taking your life in 90-day chunks and finding the wins and the goals there, celebrating that, and taking your next 90 days and your next 90 days. You get to decide what the timeline is, of course, but I pray. Oh, we're all guilty of doing it, Tony. Don't feel bad. I pray that after today, you really ask yourself, because a lot of us are just on autopilot. We just like, I just want to work. I just want to work. I just want to work. For some of you, you just want to get that first co-star. I just want to get my first co-star. Then it's, I want to get my first guest star. I want to get my first top of show guest star. I want to get my series regular. And like, even Beyonce got goals. Beyonce is at the bottom of a mountain right now. That might sound crazy to you, as everybody is in a Renaissance tour high, but for Beyonce, which is why she is Beyonce, Beyonce is at the bottom of another mountain right now, thinking about what is her next? How can she better her best? Somebody asked, would this live be saved? Yes, it's gonna be here. We'll also repurpose it for the podcast. This is Hollywood Bound Actors. That's the page I'm live on. So we will have it on the podcast as well. So if Beyonce's at the bottom of her mountain right now, what do you think you're doing? But what I also know is that I don't believe, and I don't know Beyonce. I'm just going to imagine, because in my mind, me and Beyonce have talks because we rehearse together. She pumps me up, you know. I believe Beyonce is proud of her accomplishments. I believe Beyonce knows that she's that chick. I walk around with big old booking magnets on my shirt and I speak life over myself every day because somebody got to tell me I'm the shit. And I'm going to be the first one in line to do it. And if you don't like it, that's on you. That got nothing to do with me. Which leads me to tip number 5. Whew. Take a deep breath. Like, I already did my workout for today. My heart beating all fast. Cardiovascular, sitting here in the chair. Tip number 5, leads me to tip number 5, is become delusional. Be so delusional. For those of you who are on TikTok, and if you're not following me on TikTok, you absolutely should, Actress Christine Horn, because I do separate content over there. Shout out to the 102,000 followers we got over there. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, appreciate the support. But on TikTok, and TikTok, there's a lot of good TikTok energy going on of people talking about being delusional, which is something I've been a studying of. It's about using your imagination, acting as if. It trips me out that as actors, we sometimes are the hardest people to play the act as if game. Our job is to literally use our imagination and create characters and bring characters to life and turn into other things. But somehow when it comes to our life, we have a hard time acting as if in our personal life. So you get a script, you're like, boom, bet. Oh, she's this. Okay, he's that. Boom, all right, I'm gonna get prep, do my character prep, and now you become this character, no problem. But if I ask you, if I say, Kenesha, I need you to act as if you already are that which you desire to be. I need you to operate on a daily basis from the series regular that you desire to be. How does that series regular walk, talk? How does that series regular prep? How does that series regular eat? How does that series regular keep herself in shape? How does that series regular keep her spirituality? How does that series regular in you keep themselves grounded? What are your, how do you give your philanthropy? Like, we don't have to wait until we're famous and rich to start acting and being the person that we desire to be. But of course, that means you must first see that person in your mind's eye. The problem is we're waiting for the proof to show up in real life and then think that one day, once I become that person, then I can start doing the thing that person does. No, you become that person by being that person right now. It is acting as if. This is the gift that you are all gifted with, and that's imagination. You need to, I always say, see it, believe it, plan it, achieve it. You must see it in your mind's eye first in order for it to become a real thing. Someone, if you look around your house, someone has to see a file in their mind, and then they created this file. Everything starts with the vision. Everything. And so trust me, when you walk around, start calling yourself a booking magnet, a working actor, a celebrity, because you are. Some of you, every single one of you is a celebrity right now. Look, it might be 5 people who know your name, or it might be 5,000. Start operating from there. And people will say, yes, it is delusional. It has to be delusional to think that out of one of millions of actors that I'm going to land this one role. What are the odds? Well, honey, them odds come around every single day. Every single thing that you booked, I don't care if it was a student film, a play, a commercial, a voiceover, you beat out thousands, if not millions of people, because some people don't even have the courage to stand up and say that they want to do this. But you do, and you are here. So yes, I'm gonna be delusional, and I'm gonna keep being delusional and believing in myself. And I'm going to teach you, just like in relationships, you gotta teach people how to treat you, right? You want a man to bring you flowers? Well, boo-boo, I need you to start buying yourself flowers. So when that man comes to see you and, wow, you really like flowers. I sure do. I love flowers. I love getting flowers. Okay. Anita says, every live you do, I attend. I'm always so blown away by the power of your messages. Oh, God bless. Thank you so much. So this will be a replay. This will be in the podcast. You know, I'm going to go live. I'm going to go live a lot more. Okay, alarm. Oh, no. Oh. Okay. Whew. Them alarms. Listen, it's fun. Everything I'm saying, it is like this career can be a lot of fun, but I just truly understand and overstand the days where you are over it.com, where you're just tired. And so take a break. Do something else. You don't got to be 24/7 acting. You don't. Live your life, fall in love, go frolic in the park, go out with friends, develop a spiritual practice, get some hobbies, get a life, literally. Because this is a journey. It truly is a journey. Let me check some of these comments. Let me see if y'all picking up what I'm putting down. Let me come to Facebook first. It's not as much. Tiffany says, I needed this so much. You're so welcome. I'm so glad you were here. Yes, I'm just going to check some of these comments before I wrap. Yes. I wish Instagram would do a thing where they would let me keep these comments because they go so fast. I appreciate y'all rocking with me today. I feel the energy in the room. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. All right. I just feel the love there. I feel the virtual hugs here. Kenesha said, y'all better get you one of these. It's a chicken salad. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this live. I need to get back to work. Raquel Lafayette, hey, I love you back. Again, this is Actors Daily Bread. If you enjoyed this, first of all, when this replay comes, share it with a friend. Don't be stingy. We don't want to grow alone. And if they're in, so Instagram, there is a link, our link in bio. You can connect to our YouTube page there. If you just need some inspiration, child, just go binge. Just let it be your Netflix for the day. You can always go to our podcast, which is Hollywood Bound Actors. Let that be your link, your inspiration for the day. For the month of June, I am doing a few one-on-one calls at a very, 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 very discounted rate for June. I'm doing some Ask Me Anything sessions. So if that's something you're interested in and just want to pick my brain privately, the link for that is in the bio as well. But remember that you have a gift that the world needs to see. Don't cheat us or the world of that gift. And remember, take the time that you need. Define what success is for you. Keep loving on yourself, speaking life over yourself, because look, at the end of the day, you have two options. You're gonna speak life or death, and I'm gonna choose life, even if no one else is doing it for me. Speak life. Everything is like a light switch, on or off, positive or negative. And even if you catch yourself for a split second being negative, being dark, right? It's a switch. Ooh, let me swap that around. Let me turn that back up. Ooh, caught myself. Ha! Turn it on, turn it on, turn it on. And it's daily work. It's daily work. But anyway, have an amazing day. I'm Christine Horn, the Book and Magnet. Stay connected to me. Follow all the things. And I'll see you all soon. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast at HollywoodBoundActor.com.